The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good evening and welcome to the all-new radio series, Amazing Stories from Skid Row, brought to you by Union Rescue Mission, bringing hope and healing to the City of Angels. I'm Kitty Davis-Walker, along with co-host Frank Motek. I call him Money Man now, Mission Man, but he's both.
I call you amazing, Kitty. It's great to be with you and our amazing listeners. Union Rescue Mission, URM, begins with you. And we hope the amazing stories you hear on this program bring to light how the Union Rescue Mission is doing this amazing work to help thousands of men, women, children, families, and seniors. With the numbers growing every day here in Los Angeles, URM doing all of this thanks to your generosity, your caring, and the compassionate donors in Los Angeles as this homeless crisis continues. And one of the amazing leaders at the Union Rescue Mission is Richard Newcomb, the Vice President of Philanthropy and Social Enterprise at Union Rescue Mission. And he's doing an amazing job letting everyone know about the magnitude of the homeless crisis here in L.A. and how businesses and individuals like you can urgently support the Angels at the Union Rescue Mission. So Richard Newcomb is with us now right off the bat. Richard, thank you very much for joining us here, and tell us about the expanding work, thanks to our faithful donors, that's happening there at the Union Rescue Mission.
Thank you, Frank. We are doing everything we can to never turn away a precious soul that comes to our doors. We have a commitment to never turn away a woman, a child, or a family, no matter what. So we've been trying to be creative and think outside the box on how we can expand what we've done here. One, we opened Angelus House in South Los Angeles. It's approaching its two-year anniversary. That opened April of 2022. And that's just been a blessing to the people in South L.A. Why South L.A.? 65% or more of the people that come to Skid Row come from South Los Angeles. So we chose our board, our leadership, went on a $54 million capital campaign. $40 million of that was for construction costs for 86 apartments for families. And we did that with zero government support for general operating and no debt. So, again, that's opening up. That's approaching the two-year anniversary. And then we recently got a $150,000 grant from the Amundsen Foundation. And
that's great.
We expanded bedding in our gym so we could take in more families. So that's some unique bunk beds, queen size bunk beds with privacy, so there's dignity. And last night we had about 800 folks here in our Skid Row location downtown.
Yeah.
And about 400 of that was moms, dads, and kids. And about 300 of them are in the gym, thanks to that expansion project. And then totally last night, we had over 900 moms, dads, and kids, and nearly 200 seniors. And we do that without general operating support from any government entity, whether it's federal, state, county, or city.
Right. So when we talk about that creative, you know, being creative about taking care of our folks, our guests are devastated by homelessness. That is the kind of creativity that we have to have and that we ask that others would look at. It's so important that people are providing case management, that they're providing mental health services, that they're providing substance abuse services and all of those things, those wraparound services that are needed to address the underlying reasons why people are being devastated by homelessness on a daily basis.
And Richard Newcomb, it should be noted, URM is doing its work with the highest rating by Charity Navigator, right? A lot of scrutiny about how money is being spent in Los Angeles on homeless programs, and this is a tremendous source of pride for URM. Tell us about that.
That's exactly right, Frank. We're thrilled to have received a perfect 100 rating by Charity Navigator on their most recent review of performances by nonprofit organizations around the country, and with 85 cents of every dollar going to help people in our facility, with only 15 cents going to administration and fundraising. That is a pretty high mark for someone in the industry that we're in the social services provider category. In fact, of the 209,000 nonprofit organizations that are rated by Charity Navigator, only about 1%, about 2,000, have submitted their impact and results data to be reviewed by Charity Navigator. And we're one of those. And a lot of nonprofits are afraid to share that figure because if it doesn't come back good, it becomes 50% of your score and can impact it negatively. So we were thrilled to receive that 100 rating for impact and results and a perfect 100 rating overall. And we get a platinum rating by Candid for our financial transparency. And, URM is a well-run organization. People can give with confidence.
That's impressive.
Every cent they're sending our way is going to have a meaningful impact in the lives of those trying to escape the mean streets.
Amen. Our, Richard Newcomer, I call him Richard Newcomer because we've got a lot of Richards in our office. Richard is our VP of Philanthropy and Social Enterprise. And it started with our Union Rescue Mission Thrift and Boutiques. We have one in Covina, and they're doing very well, and one in Whittier. I remember my mom saying, I've never seen a line outside of a thrift store. And that was the one we were opening up, the Whittier thrift store. But now we're having a pop-up near us downtown. I like pop-ups. I like good pop-ups. What is that, a pop-up thrift store downtown? What's that all about?
Thank you for that question. Yes, we reinvented our thrift store several years ago. That's part of the reason I got recruited up at the board of directors and to become a staff member was we had to change from 100% thrift to thrift and boutique. And 50%, 60% of our sales are now from brand new items donated by the fashion and the shoe industry. So we are going to try a pop-up store in downtown Los Angeles. It's in the Gerry Building, G-E-R-R-Y. It's located at 910 South Los Angeles. And a generous supporter has offered an opportunity to try it there for about 4 months or so.
Wow.
It's on Los Angeles Street, right across from the California Market Center, the fashion industry over there. Right off the corner of 9th in Los Angeles.
That's going to be fun.
And, absolutely. But it's not URM Thrift and Boutique. It's Union Rescue Mission Store because it's 100% new items from the fashion and shoe industry and also fabrics and things donated from apparel manufacturers. Our new director of retail development is Ella Van Noort in the Fitum store, Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising.
Okay.
And she is launching this store and has a bunch of followers that patronized and supported the Fitum store over the last decade or so. We're excited to be down there.
I love that. Hold on to that thought. We've got to take a break, but when we come back, we've got more. Oh, my gosh. This is exciting. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages. You're listening to the all-new Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Homelessness is devastating communities nationwide, but nowhere more than right here in Los Angeles. Now, the homeless capital of America. But the Union Rescue Mission is trying to change that. Did you know that many homeless families did not choose life on the streets? Many are victims of circumstances that spiraled out of control. Whatever the reason is, it really doesn't matter. Each one is in great need of God's love. We're carrying out the words of Jesus Christ, and we're shining a bright light in a very dark place. I know our precious guests see our love as we receive so much back from them. The Union Rescue Mission, together with you, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to the streets of Los Angeles. Go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA. Now, let's get back to more amazing stories from Skid Row. All right, so we've got this pop-up coming up on, what day is it? Do you remember?
April 4th. April 4th from 10 to 5.
Yay. That's going to be fun. And then our other thrift stores, I tell you, our Covina store is located at 280 East Arrow Highway, and you can go and check these out before you come to our pop-up downtown. So 280 East Arrow Highway in the city of Covina. And then we have our other thrift store in Whittier. It's at 15918 Whittier Boulevard in Whittier, California. And then on April 4th, hang downtown at 910 South Los Angeles Street, in the Jerry Building at 10 a.m., and it's going to be a great pop-up, and we're going to have some phenomenal things. And you said all of the items are going to be brand new, Richard?
That's correct, Kitty. 100% brand new. There is no thrift at this location. It's all new.
That's wonderful. And let me ask you this, Richard. Nowadays, the pop-up stores are driven by social media. I understand you're going to be streaming the grand opening on Facebook Live, right? And, you know, it's always amazing to see, as you drive around Los Angeles, some stores with the enormous lines around and largely fashion places, right? And I see here the slogan of this beautiful new facility for Union Rescue Mission is fashion with a passion. So you bring a lot of passion to this, and social media is going to be a big part of it, and wouldn't be surprised to see a big line there right off the bat.
Well, we certainly hope so. You know, it's a pop-up, and if it takes off and it's successful and people like what they see and find there, and there's a lot of good momentum, we will consider making that a permanent long-term site for us to operate in and make it a permanent location and not just a pop-up store.
Right. And obviously this was carefully selected. You having a background in the fashion business, you're in the right spot there, right?
Right. Actually, I worked across the street there. I had a 30-plus year career with a major women and children's manufacturer, and I ran our West Coast operations out of the building, the California Market Center, right across the street. I actually even looked to maybe move into the Jerry Building at one point, but we did not. We stayed over there on the 12th floor for a lot of years.
That's wonderful, yeah. And for the benefit of Union Rescue Mission, so that is the perfect location for this. And again, the grand opening is Thursday, April 4th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it'll be open to the public. And certainly, I see here apparel, accessories, footwear, gifts, home goods, and the whole works. And we hope it's a tremendous success and certainly want to get the word out about it.
Come join us.
Yes.
Fashion with a passion. You know, you want to join a cause, this is a very worthy cause.
Amen.
We love your support.
Amen and amen. You are also working on a huge event. It's our annual television special. Tell us about that. It's so important, and you had some really good news for us as well.
We really do, yeah. Angels of Hope, our TV special, which will air on CBS and stream worldwide on CBS News Los Angeles, will air on Saturday, April 20th, 6:30 to 8 p.m., hosted by Joel McHale and Natalie Morales.
Yay!
And this used to be a ballroom gala at a hotel. And 2019, We had about 400 or 500 people there, live and in person, and we raised about $900,000. And then we were 5 days from the 2020 version of this event, and the pandemic hit. And we were shut down. We postponed it, thinking, "Oh, it'll get better, and we can meet together in a ballroom." And then, after several weeks, and then months, we realized we're not. This is not going to happen. We need an alternative solution. So we went and we bought an hour of time on KCAL 9 here in LA, and our biggest donor went from anonymously matching $250,000 in the ballroom to matching $1 million on television. Mm-hmm. And that event went into 80,000, was viewed by 80,000 people, and raised $1.8 million. And CBS, which owns KCAL 9, said, "Wow, that was really well done. You want to come on CBS?" And we moved it to CBS.
Yes.
And it raised $3 million the next year when our biggest donor said, "I will match every dollar tonight."
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't think we'll ever go back to a ballroom gala. It's, we've had a lot of success. That 2021 version was actually nominated for an Emmy Award.
Yep.
We're super excited, and it'll be viewed by $250,000 or more people this year. We have a lot of celebrity shout outs, some big name performers going to perform for us. But most importantly, this great life transformational videos of folks that have changed their lives here at Union Rescue Mission, Hope Gardens, and Angela's House. So we have some great, great stories to share with folks to tune in. Most of them first time stories. Actually, one of them is a really great story about Dr. Mary Marfis, who is,
yes,
she's like Mother Teresa here. She's with UCLA, and she's helping the folks that come through the doors and the families that we have in the gym at night. She's here three nights a week, just pouring herself out to help us do this work. And so really exciting stories to share. It's also a great fundraising opportunity. There'll be an auction that's going on simultaneously. It'll open up on April 13th. You can go to helpurm.org if you'd like to peruse the auction that will launch on Saturday, April 13th. It'll be open for a week, and it'll shut down right after the end of the show on Saturday night, April 20th. And we hope everybody tunes in. You know, it's going to be a great show, great stories, and a lot of celebrity shout-outs and support from the community.
6:30 p.m. April 20th on the CBS 2 here in Los Angeles, the Angels of Hope television special benefiting the Union Rescue Mission with Natalie Morales and Joel McHale, something that we're all very excited about and hope everyone supports in a big way.
Right. We've got to go to a break, and when we come back, I love some of the sponsorship names, some of the sponsorship opportunities, and so I want to mention those when we come back. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages.
Hi, I'm Kitty Davis Walker with Union Rescue Mission. Every day we rescue and see Jesus redeem people who have ended up here on the streets of forgotten dreams. Men, women, and children who had dreams just like you. Every life is precious to God. So will you join us this year as a supporter of Union Rescue Mission? A gift of any amount will touch many lives. Find out more by going to urm.org. That's urm.org.
Now, let's get back to more amazing stories from Skid Row. All right, you are on with our VP of Philanthropy and Social Enterprise, I call him Richard, the newcomer. Richard, some of these sponsorship opportunities, I'm loving the names because this is Angels of Hope, our Angels of Hope television special. So, the first one I see is Angel of Miracles. And then I see Angel of Generosity, Angel of Compassion, Angel of Love, Angel of Kindness, Angel of Light, Angel of Transformation, Angel of Peace, and Angel of Hope. These are so awesome. These are awesome categories, and opportunities are still available and open to any of our listeners. If you're listening and you'd like to be one of our sponsors, how can folks get in contact with us to make sure that they can participate?
Well, thanks for asking that question, Kitty. We just learned and confirmed as of this morning, we have $2 million in matching anonymous donations.
Yay!
Actually, $1.5 million is not anonymous. It's from the estate of Mr. Scott Minard, who has been a big supporter of ours. He passed away, bless his soul, December of 2022.
An angel in the city of angels.
Yes, believe me. And so we have $1.5 million from that, and we have another $500,000 from two other generous anonymous donors.
Wow.
And so any of these sponsorships, and you can go to helpurm.org, and to see all of those different categories, and it could be as small as a $1,000 sponsorship, and it goes up to $250,000. And so, and if somebody gave us $250,000 and they'd like to have a shout out live on the air, we would welcome that for folks to be a part of that.
That's tremendous news about Scott Minard, the late great business giant and philanthropist here in Los Angeles and the Union Rescue Mission's biggest supporter. The good news tells us how God makes us right in his sight, quoting a biblical scriptures here in honor of Scott Minard. And I call him amazing. Richard Newcomb, that is. Richard, that is amazing news. And as far as the silent auction and other ways to support Union Rescue Mission, that this is all part of the television special as well, right?
Absolutely. And if anybody has an auction item they'd like to donate, it could be theater tickets, it could be an experience, it could be restaurant gift cards, it could be
services
of value that are new that haven't been used.
Right.
They could reach out to email us at events@urm.org, and we'd love to hear from you. Or they could call Jules on our staff at 213-316-2701. And we'd love to hear from you. So we're building our auction. We already have several hundred items, some great ones in there, opportunities for travel, collector's items, restaurants, experiences, many, many great items and things. But we are definitely on the hunt to try and acquire some more. So if anybody would like to bless us with that, any funds raised from the auction go against that match. So last year, the auction raised about $100,000. For last year. We are aiming to raise $2 million for this event. Again, we have $2 million queued up as we're trying to raise $4 million, and $2 million is queued up as a match. So,
all right.
Anything in the auction will help us reach that goal.
And tune in April 20th on CBS2.
Yeah, we're out of time.
That's going to be the Union Rescue Mission television special coming up on April 20th.
All right. Thank you so much, Richard the Newcomer. God bless you. You can go to urm.org to donate now. On behalf of Union Rescue Mission, my co-host, Frank Motek, our engineer, Brother Jose, thank you so much. I'm Kitty Davis-Walker. Until next time, we say blessings in abundance. Go to urm.org to donate now.
Thank you for listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. You may have heard a story that touched you deeply or even broke your heart. The truth is, most of us will never know what it's like to be on the streets, sleeping on a sidewalk, wondering where the next meal is coming from, freezing in the winter, and unbearably hot in the summer without hope. the caring staff at Union Rescue Mission does. We know that as the compassion of Christ shines through them, lives are changed and hopes restored. That's why we're dedicated to the thousands of men, women, and children experiencing homelessness in downtown Los Angeles. Almost every night, URM has more than 1,300 human beings under its roof. This includes more than 900 moms, dads, and kids, and nearly 200 seniors. We do all this challenging work with no government support to fund our operations. We invite you to help us complete the circle of acceptance, redemption, and transformation. As little as $27 a month feeds a family of four a hot, nutritious meal. To give, go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.